Iran marks National Army Day with nationwide military parades. President Ahmadinejad lauds services rendered to people during the New Year holidays in Iran. Syria deplores Britain and France for providing support to terrorist group Al-Qaeda in its war against Syria. Bahrainis take to the streets to express opposition to hosting a Formula One Grand Prix auto race. And nearly 70 people are killed and hundreds of others injured in a large explosion at a fertilizer plant in the U.S. state of Texas. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello and welcome. I'm Ali Rezamadadi with the latest coming to you live from Tehran. First of all, the Iranian army has held ceremonies across the country to commemorate the National Army Day in the country. During the ceremonies attended by senior Iranian officials and a host of top military commanders on Thursday, different units of the Army of the Islamic Republic of Iran staged parades. During the ceremonies, the country's defensive and military capabilities and might were displayed. The occasion marks the establishment of the Islamic Republic's army. A similar ceremony was also held at Imam Khomeini's mausoleum in south of Tehran in the presence of the Iranian president.
همینک شاهد رژه هواپیمای بدون سرنشین جنگندی رادارگوریز هستیم که رژه میروند. سامانه ردیاب الکترو اپتیکی صافات، سامانه اسکای گارد خاتم، موشک انداز فجر پنج، سامانه رادار ملی، سامانه رادار سامن، سامانه موشکی دوربرد بهینه شده S-200، سامانه موشکی میانبرد قادر، سامانه ارتباط تاکتیکی و فرماندهی کنترل متحرک.
During the parade, Iran unveiled a number of indigenous military achievements, including a stealth unmanned aerial vehicle, two missile systems, and a mobile electronic interception system. Addressing the ceremony, the Iranian president said the Islamic Republic has always contributed to regional and international security. Praising the country's military progress and achievements during recent years, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said the Iranian army is a role model for other independent armies across the world. The Iranian president expressed confidence that the Army of the Islamic Republic of Iran presently serves as an appropriate model for all independent armies of the world. He emphasized that a nation requires power to safeguard its independence and take steps towards progress. President Ahmadinejad pointed out that the Iranian army is conducting its mission in full compliance with the commands of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
موشک قدر، سامانه هایت، موشک زوبین، موشک هدایت شوندی اپتیکی، موشک سجیل.
The president has stressed that such an army safeguards national security and would never be defeated. President Ahmadinejad further reiterated that the presence of Iran's army in the Persian Gulf has played a significant role in maintaining security in the region. He noted that the presence of foreigners has been the root cause of insecurity in this region. He also underlined that the Iranian army conveys to other countries the message that power is based on reliance and belief in nations.
موشک ساقب بعد سامانه سحاب رو ملاحظه می‌فرمایید. اون لانچر 99 سامانه هدایت کننده موشک و بمب‌های لیزری. شاهد موشک ستار 1، موشک سطح به سطح نور رو مشاهده می‌فرمایید. سامانه خود اتکای پرتاب موشک نور برد بلند.
On the sidelines of the ceremony and addressing reporters, Iran's Armed Forces Chief of Staff dismissed as bluster the Zionist regime's war threats against Iran. Major General Hassan Firouzabadi said, considering the might of the Islamic Republic of Iran's armed forces, the U.S. would not enter into a war with Iran either. General Firouzabadi also described the Zionist military threats against Iran as mere bluster, which should not be taken seriously. The Iranian defense minister also downplayed the Zionist regime's military threats against the country, saying Iran would respond to any misdeed by the Tel Aviv regime in the shortest possible time. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the ceremony, Brigadier General Ahmad Vahidi said, as reiterated by leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Iran has great military capabilities and that the constant threats by the Zionist regime against Iran are worthless. He said the regime of Tel Aviv cannot do anything against our nation because they know that any action would lead to their destruction. The Iranian defense minister further pointed out that it is unwise for the Zionist regime to take such an imprudent action to commit suicide. The commander of Iran's army also addressed the reporters on the sidelines of the ceremony, where he brushed aside the Zionist regime's stepped-up warmongering rhetoric against Iran, saying the Tel Aviv regime lacks the capability to launch a military strike on the country. Major General Ayatollah Salehi reiterated that the Zionist regime is too weak to pose a threat against Iran. Salehi stressed that the army of the Islamic Republic of Iran gives a swift and crushing response to any aggression by enemies against the country with full preparedness. He also added that no attention should be paid to the Tel Aviv threats against Iran. In recent years, Iran has made major breakthroughs in the defense sector and attained self-sufficiency in important military equipment and systems. The Islamic Republic has repeatedly announced that deterrence lies at the heart of its defense doctrine and that its military might poses no threat whatsoever to other countries. Moving on, the Iranian president says the new Iranian year would be a year of consecutive epics for the Iranian people. Addressing a ceremony to commemorate those rendering services to people during the new Iranian year, which was held at Azadi Stadium, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said registration of some 100 million trips across the country during the new year holiday is regarded as a historical record which prepares the ground for a lively and vibrant year for the Iranian people. The president lauded the sincere efforts of all officials for their relentless efforts to this end. He noted that this year is the year of the nation's solidarity, enemies' disappointment, brilliant performance of the Iranian nation, and a year full of consecutive epics for Iranians. President Ahmadinejad stressed that the noble Iranian nation is determined to continue trending the path of success and development vigorously despite heavy economic pressure and the psychological warfare launched by enemies. Elsewhere, the Iranian president noted that the enemies try to exert more pressure on the Iranian nation in a bid to disappoint people, but to no avail. Now, a senior Syrian minister has deployed Britain and France for directly or indirectly providing support to terrorist group Al-Qaeda in an escalating war against Syria. Syria's deputy foreign minister Faisal al-Mikdad lashed out at Britain and France as new colonialists. He blamed them for providing political and military support to foreign mercenaries and insurgents seeking to overthrow the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Faisal al-Mikdad also denounced Jordan for playing a dangerous game in the region by facilitating arms supply to be transferred from its territory to foreign-backed terrorists fighting the Syrian government. Mikdad also said he hoped that Jordan now allowing Saudi-funded weapons transfers to the rebels would not deepen its involvement any further. And before we continue, here is a recap of our top stories. Iran marks National Army Day with nationwide military parades. President Ahmadinejad lauds services rendered to people during the New Year holidays in Iran. Syria deplores Britain and France for providing support to terrorist group Al-Qaeda in its war against Syria. Bahrainis take to the streets to express opposition to hosting the Formula One Grand Prix auto race. And nearly 70 people are killed and hundreds of others injured in a large explosion at a fertilizer plant in the U.S. state of Texas. Over the past few years, hundreds of Bahrainis have taken to the streets across the country to express opposition to the Formula One Grand Prix auto race. Clashes have erupted in Bahrain as security forces have stepped up the violent crackdown on anti-regime protesters ahead of the Formula One auto race. The clashes also took place on Thursday as protesters took to the streets blocking roads with burning tires. Bahrain is preparing to host the Formula One on April 19th through 21st. Demonstrators say the Manama hosting of the Formula One race will legitimize the Al-Khalifa regime and its abuse of the rights of the Bahraini people. Bahrainis have been staging demonstrations since mid-February 2011, demanding political reform and a constitutional monarchy. The demand later changed to an outright call for the ouster of the ruling Al-Khalifa family following its brutal crackdown on popular protests. Now, nearly 70 people have died and hundreds of others injured in a large explosion at a fertilizer plant in the U.S. state of Texas. West Emergency Medical Services director said that some 60 to 70 people died and hundreds of others were injured in the explosion at the West fertilizer plant in the city of West in Texas. An official at a hospital also said that they were told that to anticipate as hundreds of other people coming from explosion area. According to the officials, several buildings, including a middle school, were also on fire. Local power utility report that more than 2,000 consumers were without power in the area. On April 15, the U.S. experienced another explosion which hit the Boston Marathon, killing three people and injuring more than 150 others.
There was just a major, major explosion. The windows came in on me, the roof came in on me, the ceiling came in. I worked my way out to go get some more help. Of course, we lost all communication because the power went out.
I just saw the explosion, and then after that, I took off running, and then I saw the rest home, and people, you know, were buried under the West home. The West home was gone, and yeah, just evacuating the rest home, helping them, you know, getting the critical ones to the hospital here, and just crazy.
This was unlike anything I've ever felt before.
Meanwhile, new polls say a majority of Americans are becoming increasingly afraid of the ongoing acts of violence committed by homegrown militants. According to the polls, 56% of Americans say random acts of violence, such as mass shootings committed by Americans, is the biggest threat to public safety in the United States. Moreover, two-thirds of the respondents said they believe an incident like the Boston Marathon attack that killed three people and wounded over 150 others could happen in their area. 32% of respondents cited foreign terrorism committed by non-Americans, while 13% cited politically or religiously motivated domestic terrorism committed by Americans as the second and third largest threats to public safety, respectively. Americans were left shaken after a recent series of gruesome attacks, including those committed at a Connecticut elementary school and a Colorado movie theater and a Sikh temple in Viskan. Now, commuters in the Spanish capital city of Madrid put up with a series of metro strikes after workers on the city's transport system voted to protest against proposed job losses and pay cuts. Our correspondent in Madrid has more on the issue.
First day of strike in Madrid subway. Despite the company, ruled by Madrid regional government, has established a minimum service of the 48%, the effect of the strike was very clear. Less people in offices, even some completely empty, trains with more people, and more time waiting at the platforms. Metro de Madrid, that is increasing very often the price of this public service to the citizens, has offered to the workers a 10% salary discount or the layoff of 720 workers. But the workers denounce that these cuts are caused by a bad management of the company. They also think that the cuts will affect the service of Metro de Madrid, a public service. Workers go on strike today, but they say that they will continue until the company accepts to start a negotiation with them. Some people even think that what Metro de Madrid workers are doing is something that other workers should do too. From today, twice a week, 2 hours every time, the workers of the subway will stop their duties to denounce the situation of this public service.
Although they have to wait a little bit more than usual, people of Madrid understand and support the reasons that led today metro workers to start several days of strike. From Madrid, Tamim El Dalati, Shabak Khabar.
Alessi Firmino, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Goodbye.